The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
Joseph or Matthew?
Karma, chameleon.
Figure it out.
Well, we've already started, so somebody should drive, I guess. It's not going to be me, though. I'm done.
Wait, what happened?
We're started.
He's wedged between the steering wheel. He's upset because I told him he's got fat, and he looks like Judd Apatow.
Who doesn't get fat?
I didn't
get... We all do, but it's just what he does. I work on getting skinny. He works on getting fat.
You just wear it differently than I do.
That's what we're talking about. That's the topic of the show.
Huh?
That's I like it. This.
Ooh.
No. I actually do like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening live to tape of episode 27 of the Dumbfellas podcast. We are recording live to tape at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey, home of the best wings.
We
in
are home.
The tri-state Yay. Area.
We did a 50-cent wing night, and we did Maple Buffaloes,
God
and they
damn
were
it.
Outstanding.
God damn it. I'm going to say this because I was wrong in the past. This is Joe Carney, by the way. I'm glad to be back. Hello,
Jumpin'
everybody.
Joe
Hello.
Carney.
So you remember, I made a faux pas. I think it was like episode maybe 15, where I was like, I had like my own hometown thing going. I was like, yeah, well, these are good wings, but you should really try. I think I said Sun Tavern Wings in Roosevelt Park because those are my favorite. I'm telling you right now. These wings are the best wings I've ever had in my life.
You came in, Burke ordered a bunch. Oh, and
20.
And that's it.
What did
really?
I say?
And you said that you were going to have two or three.
Dozen.
Yeah.
No, dozen.
I was about to say, yeah.
I said it first, though.
How do we get two or three dozen out of 20, by
handfuls.
The way?
Handfuls.
Okay.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Rich McDonald, guys, and... I want to tell you, it's great to be here, first of all. I love hanging out with you guys.
What?
And I just hope you guys know that I do support you. Sometimes it seems like I don't, but I believe in this podcast.
Listen, we've all been up to a lot of different things over the past couple of weeks. Bump, go ahead. What were you going to...
Shenanigans, that's all I was saying.
That was it.
Evidently, what I've been up to is gaining weight, according to Joe Carney.
Tremendous amount.
Really?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
This is why. You and I are the same age of the five of us. The Dumbfellas, you and I share the same. We're both 44 years old, right?
Ish.
Well, you just hit 45. I'm almost 45.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't have to talk about
yeah,
that.
I was about
but
to
here,
say,
here's the deal. I'm being serious. So I've always envied the fact that you did like Tough Mudders and stuff like that. And I work very, very hard, like 10 out of 12 months a year, to try and get back to some sort of playing weight. I go to the gym every morning. I lift weights. I try and watch what I'm eating. And then there's those days where I'll come in here and I'm feeling good about myself. And then Natty will say, they don't have a shirt your size, fat ass. Or what are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Wrap an RV with it? You said that. Yeah. Remember?
You heard
then
that?
There are days where I come in feeling great about myself. And then you come in looking like that. I feel even better about myself.
I can't believe you listened to the podcast. That's what you just proved
well,
to me.
Well, Natty is wearing like four sweaters, so it looks like he's a lot bigger than he is.
His neck doesn't have a sweater on. That's three chins.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You don't
carry the weight well. Like I'm the kind of guy that when I lose too much weight, people get upset. Because they don't like skinny me. Skinny me is upsetting to people.
No, people just don't like you.
I don't think I've ever met him.
It's skinny. When I was 203 pounds, oof. 203 pounds. People were nervous.
Boys, I want to table
Bump
this.
Now, doesn't carry good weight,
I want to table this for a second. And I do want to get back to it. But first, we want to make sure that everyone has had their proper introductions on the show. And we want to get back to this because I think we approached something very good here with this topic about health and weight and all that stuff, especially going into the holiday season, which we are... approaching nearer and nearer by the day. KP Burke.
Apparently, Natty's going to have kids sitting on his lap soon.
KP Burke is here. Yeah.
I thought I hated the other topic, but this one I hate even more. I didn't know, but I do. I hate this one even more.
But listen, the people want to know, Natty. They want to know.
Fatty bumper car.
176 pounds.
Fatty blubber car.
Not fat.
No, you're not.
All right.
You just look it.
Did I do something wrong? Did I catch you guys all off guard with this topic here?
Isn't it weird that Pig is on this episode already?
The only difference is that Pig can't fit Natty in his pocket.
Wait a minute.
God damn! All right, any plugs?
God. I thought I hated shows when Rich was here. But
seriously,
Bob,
you think about it, Bob.
I didn't see this.
Just do a little cardio. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Holy crap.
Three times a day for 20
there
minutes.
There he is.
I can't
I may
cardio.
Be big, but he's the hog.
My what? Stupid asthma is out of control. I hate you.
I did, oh. I
we're
going to
do a barnyard show. It's Pig and Piggy.
So on Sunday, my kid ran in a race in Bayonne, and it was like a little obstacle race. And it was cold in the morning, and he's like, I want to win this. And I was like, let's not. Let's just have fun. And when they said go, he took off, and I lost him within, like, I couldn't keep up with him. He's 9. And, like, then, like, my like, I couldn't breathe, and I was like, I might die here. This is yesterday. So, yeah.
This is after you told us that you just bought the Smash card.
I know.
Oh,
the Smash Pass.
Dude, that's going to kill me.
Talk about that.
Oh, well, guys.
I feel like you're trying to kill yourself. Your eyes are, you've got bags under your eyes. You don't look healthy.
I don't.
No.
You said when I got here that I look good.
No, the sweatshirt.
Huh?
I like your sweatshirt.
It's
I like that color.
It's not a sweatshirt. It's a stupid rust.
No, you look tired.
Bumper, you doing okay? For real, because Joe's on to something here. You don't look good.
Look at the eyes.
You've been giving away a lot of your stuff lately, too.
I have been giving away a lot of my stuff today. My kid's therapist today said that I needed my own therapist, which is a good sign.
No, I don't think so. You have live your whole life with an alter ego and a pig in your back pocket. Why would you need a therapist?
You know that stupid Survivor show that I do in this city? There was this thing that last show where they all voted that no one would want to hang out with me outside of the show.
Grown-ass adults did that?
Well, it was part of the game.
No, these
I don't
kids.
Like that.
These are children that are terrified of Ned.
Yeah. No, so the
I'm
game...
Actually,
I'm
actually annoyed.
Well, no, there's a game on Survivor where you have, I forget what it's called, touchy subjects, and they have like 25 questions, right?
Can you see my face? I'm actually annoyed.
You're upset.
What show is this?
So I do this Survivor show in the city. It's like improv, sketch, and stand-up, and there's been 18 people, and we've been voting people off for months. I'm in now the top 6. But there was a game called Touchy Subjects where they gave you 25 questions, and it was like, who is the funniest in the show? Who thinks they're the funniest in the show? And it was like all this stuff. Who would you not want to hang out with outside the show?
This is in front of a live audience?
Yes.
It's like Fuck, Marry, Kill for...
Packed. It was
FMK,
packed.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Because there was this girl who had been on Survivor 3 times, and she was there, and she has a following. So it was packed.
Does she have
packed.
A Survivor license plate? No.
No.
Go ahead.
She doesn't. But, so... You stand in front of everybody, and she reads off the questions, and then everybody has binders, and you go through. And the one question that came up was, who would you least like to hang out with outside the show?
I don't like this at all.
You know who I picked? Me, because I knew they were all going to say me, and they all said me. It hurt me deeply.
Let me explain something.
What's
to
the
you.
Background of these kids,
if
though?
Any of, if the three or four people that listen to this show, if any one of them are those people,
they're
they
not.
Have absolutely no idea what a good person you are and how lucky they would be to have you as a friend off stage.
I know.
But were you bad on the show?
I was not. I was good on the show.
Did
and
you
actually,
eat all their food?
Huh?
Nothing
no, they didn't have any food. There's no food.
Maybe that's why you were grumpy.
I was very tired and grumpy. It was past my bedtime.
This competition is aging you severely.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
We're at the point now where, as friends, we have to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this an intervention?
I was about to say, this
isn't... How much longer is this competition going to go on?
There's 3 more shows.
Oh, my God. Bump, are you... Listen, I feel like we're dealing with an Amadeus Mozart kind of a thing.
You need a haircut? You got bags under your eyes? Your beard is nappy?
My beard is a little bit nappy.
And you've bloated. You've gained weight.
I mean, I'm going to just take my jacket off, and it's not.
Okay.
You don't... It's not... hate... So
then there's the other course. Side of the spectrum, where there is Kevin Joseph.
Oh, we're going to take it off of me now?
Look at this guy.
I know, he looks
he's
wonderful.
He's been eating healthy, and we've been picking on him, because he's been eating healthy for 3 months, and every time he posts what he's having, KP's always like, oh, enjoy your salad, this and that. He's dressed like a rock star. His skin looks perfect. He's got the slick back fucking Baldwin hair, right?
He does.
He's got the chest hair hanging out. And
Kevin is very
he
heroin
smells
chic.
Good.
He smells really good.
I'm trying, boys. Trying to live my best life.
You look like you could be the singer in a grunge band.
I want to be a singer in a grunge band.
What would be the name of your grunge band, Kevin?
He looks like he's on heroin is what I'm saying.
Bud Lights Out.
Bud Lights Out.
Bud Lights Out.
Ooh.
Bud Lights Out. That's it.
I think your name would be TNA, but the T would be spelled T-E-A. So it's TNA.
TNA, that's
and
it.
And you're twisted TNA, you know what I mean?
That's it, but I gave up the twisted T's.
Did you? Now, what are you, what is your health regimen that you're on right now?
I do,
By the way, Natty just took his, Natty, I'm
really?
Sorry, buddy, we were completely wrong. You don't look heavy at all anymore. You just look emaciated.
You have a great Judd appetite.
Your face looks like Salona, and your body looks like...
I'm old. I have kids. I'm maybe tired.
Comedian John Clark joins us here, guys. John, how are you today?
I miss John Clark.
Can I tell you the time I scared the crap out of him at the South Harton train station?
Dressing Taylor?
It was there was like this jazz band. It was like a bunch of high school kids playing like, and like
you told me, but tell them.
And this little and he John Clark and I don't we didn't tell the story on the podcast, did we?
Because I don't think
no,
so.
I'm a forgetful. We haven't told this one, but we told another one about John Clark.
All right, well, John Clark was in the front of like a lounger, watching these kids play music, but he had his earbuds in, so he was watching them, but he wasn't really listening to them. So I go up. And I tap him on the shoulder just to say hello. And
I just said Joe's dead to me. Because while you're telling this amazing story.
That's not a good story.
It's great.
He's in a lounge chair, but he's staring right in these kids' faces. But he has his earbuds in, so he doesn't care. Like, that was like the best part. And then when I tapped him on the shoulder to say hello, he jumped out of his chair. I know that sounds a lot because John Clark is a.
He's not.
He wrestled?
I thought he was going to fall off of it, to be honest with you. I scared the crap out of him. But John Clark was a great...
Did you laugh when you scared the shit out of him?
I couldn't help myself.
That's one of my favorite things to do, brother.
It's like... first of all, why do you have earbuds in when you're sitting directly in front of these kids trying to make a couple bucks playing the blues?
You know that story I told you a while ago about my son dressing up as the clown standing in the kitchen when I came back in from my neighbor's house? I didn't tell you that.
I don't know if you told that
I'm going off of his scaring John Clark. So you guys know I'm afraid of clowns, right? We all know this. We've discussed this on the show.
I know
but
you're
I'm definitely afraid
of comedy.
Clowns.
Burke, do you know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Natty said I'm afraid of comedy. I don't know if you guys. I don't want that to get stepped
on. Oh no, getting laughs. What?
So my son gets his psychotic freaking clown mask last Halloween. So my wife says, "Don't just jump to it. Wait until the perfect." Time to scare the shit out of dad, right? They love scaring me. And a clown mask is definitely going to scare me. So my neighbor attached to me on my duplex. He's one of my best friends. We hang out. We watch Jet games together. We on Saturday nights,
that's scary.
He'll either come over and drink with me or I'll go over and drink with him. So I'm hanging out at his house. My son goes home. My wife says, you know, in about 10 minutes, dad's bound to come in and refill the vodka. You know, he's bound to come in and make a drink.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, probably. He's going to turn on the kitchen light. Imagine there was a clown standing in the kitchen when dad turned on the light. So now he stands there for, has to be 15 minutes, in an all-black sweatsuit with the clown mask on and a hood. What they don't realize is if it's real and you're intruding in my home, I'm going to kill you. Oh. So I flick on the light to make my freaking drink, and there's my son standing there dressed like a clown. And instead of getting scared, I ran at him to kill him.
No.
So, oh, yeah. He's in my house. I don't know who it is. Scared the ever-loving shit out of me, but I'm not going to run away from it. So he's ripping the mask off saying, Dad, 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 it's me, Dad. Please, Dad, it's me. Backfire, right?
Yeah.
So now I've been waiting to scare the shit out of him, and I just got my revenge 2 nights ago.
What'd you do?
Go ahead.
Set him down. Set him. We're getting a divorce.
You can't divorce your kids. I've tried.
We were walking out of a play that we went to Saturday night. I'm telling you this for a reason because I howled laughing. And I just pretended in the dark that there was something running up behind him, right? So I looked behind him. I did the double take, and I go, what the hell is that? And he high-stepped it, okay, like Walter Payton, and ran through the entire parking lot. So I laughed, and I laughed so hard, so fast, he stopped running. And I said to him, I go, what did you think it was? And he goes, honestly, a huge bee or a small horse? I had absolutely no idea.
A huge bee or a small horse?
That was his legit, yeah.
It's a great fucking line.
Wow. Yeah,
save that one.
I like that. I'm writing that one down in my brain.
In your head.
Where you at, KP?
Trying to get them to, I'm going to ask my mother to DVR the Giants game because you bastards are going to make me miss the first quarter.
Here, spoiler alert, they lose.
This is the Giants are in position to win possibly their only other game of the year right now. This could be a big night for me.
I think that I can't think of their name. What's his name? Their quarterback for the
Eli Manning?
No, Elijah Manning?
For the 49ers?
Sam Mullins?
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
No, I want the one who was hurt.
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo. Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think they could win with Jimmy Garoppolo on the field at this point against your Giants of New York.
Yeah, Giants have been in it enough of the games. They're not as bad as their record says.
Oh.
Should have beaten Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly, they probably should have won Week One against the Jaguars. I was at that game too. That one hurt my feelings.
Listen, that's not,
that was I think that was the first nail in the coffin.
Nothing has gone good for
the
us
Tom
since
Coughlin.
Since Justin Tuck left. I realized that was the thing when Justin Tuck left the Giants and went out to the Raiders. It was the beginning of the end for us. So, and like we said earlier, that last Super Bowl championship won by the Giants is the last championship won by a New York, New Jersey area sports team.
That's terrible.
We are in a huge drought since 2011. All right, we're coming up on almost 10 years of none of our franchises doing shit.
Jason Pierre-Paul gives that one thumbs up.
Oh,
I thought how funny it would be if what's the guy's name with it's Shaq Griffin, right, with one hand?
Who?
Shaquem Griffin, the guy with one hand.
No one knows.
On Seahawks. Him and his twin brother.
Could you imagine if you called a fucking holding penalty on that guy? And he just looks at you and just holds up his nub. You serious right now, man?
Sweet, is this a sports talk show all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You've never even seen the commercial? They have the Griffins, right?
Yeah, the Griffins. Yeah. They're good people.
Oh, like Stewie and whatever the dog's name is.
Natty doesn't like talking about them.
Listen, Giants, so. Misery, Jets, Company.
Oh.
Let's move on.
I'm from Atlanta. The Falcons aren't good either.
Good quick question for you guys.
You're from Georgia?
Joe asked it earlier.
Uh-huh.
Where in Georgia?
Was born in Macon, Georgia.
You mean Macon Trouble?
Bad Street Atlanta.
Go ahead, Joe. Bad
Street in the whole USA.
Joe said this earlier.
That I was fat.
If you had somebody you wanted to run away with and start your life over with,
yes.
Who would it be? And I didn't know who mine was at first, but I realized immediately as soon as I went onto my Instagram account, I realized who it is that I want to start my life over with.
Who?
Tara Lipinski.
Who that?
The skater?
Yep, the figure skater from the Olympics.
Really?
I would put so many fat-headed Irish children in her perfect little Polish body.
Really?
I would love that. I want to cook with her. That's how you know you're in love.
What?
When you dream of working in a kitchen together with them.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Is that how you know?
Like, you see each other having like cute little conversations.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
no, I'm she's the girl you go get the pumpkin for. You know what I mean? You're like,
is she like on cooking shows now?
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, but why did you bring up cooking?
Because that's why it's non-sexual. It is?
Yeah, it's not cooking to me is non-sexual.
You're doing it wrong, brother. Right there, we both said the same thing. Knuckles.
So you guys, wait, when you guys cook, it's sexual for you guys?
Mm-hmm. No.
What do you do, like jerk off, shoot
everything
loads
I do
food?
Is sexual for me.
No, you don't
those aren't egg whites.
You don't have to be crass.
That's not crass.
It's not sexual, it's
visceral.
No, visceral is a word, but no.
You know, you have girls that you want to jump their bones, and then you have girls you're like, I want a life with this person.
Oh, word do I want?
There was a girl
passionate.
There was a girl I was dating for a while, and she's like, I want to meet your family. Yeah. I want to meet your family. I want like that. And want to
play Bruno Mars like, for you?
Finally, ooh, I was like, all right, excellent. You want to meet my family? This is my wife. These are my kids. That's my. It got weird.
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Look, Tara Lipinski,
so there was you met a girl.
Wait,
hold on, I'm confused about this girl that Joe met. So you met a girl? We're at a show, or was it like just a friend of a friend, or at a bar? And then, so I'm confused.
I have no idea what's happening right
so
now.
So what Joe was telling the story about this girl that she wanted to meet your family, right? And then you took her home to your family.
To meet my family. Yep.
And then.
The story could be told a lot faster.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm confused. I guess it got weird. What part?
So, what do you see yourself cooking with Tara Lipinski?
Was it taking her home to meet your family, or was it the meeting your family?
Thank you, Kevin.
Which part?
Well, it's.
I don't know what's happening.
You guys know that great Mark DeMeo joke that he has?
I love it. That's
that really, one?
Yeah, it's.
Yes.
Well, Mark
tells
has
it.
No, Mark. No, that yeah. That came across awful.
Wow.
Mark is the best.
No.
The rest of us respect.
No. I love Mark DeMeo.
The rest of us respect.
Love Mark DeMeo.
That is 100% Mark DeMeo.
Mark DeMeo, you're a great dude. Kevin Garifo thinks you're garbage.
No. Stop. I love Mark DeMeo.
You'll never work Brown Bear Pub. You hear that, Mark?
No.
I actually want to.
Hey, I've heard that December 5th.
We're back.
Here at Brown Bear?
Back.
Yep.
No shit.
Back again.
Don't know.
Doing it in here?
Yeah.
Can I do doing so? A big show.
I don't know what this is an idea. Huh? Wow. I know this wasn't my creation.
Oh, what?
Richard Q?
This is a Richard
Q.
Oh,
so then we will not mention it. Everybody forget the last 30 seconds of what you heard.
I know. I think
Rich is booking it, so we know who's probably headlining.
No. I think he wants Hayward to come in.
Andy?
Yeah, Andy.
Does he? Well, is he going? Is he back?
I'll full disclosure. I don't know if he's back or not, but that's who.
For everyone listening, Andy Hayward is a comedian in New Jersey, and he's amazing, and he's hilarious, and he's funny, and I love him to pieces.
I mean,
so there's multiple Andy Haywards that do comedy.
He's the good one.
No, they're both pretty good. I hate to say that.
Wait.
The other one's been on Conan.
So?
So we have to specify? I mean, by the time this airs, we'll be only about 3 weeks away from the actual show happening, so we might as well. I have no problem saying that. I think Andy Hayward is going to be here. The other Andy Hayward, the one that wasn't on Conan. He's still hysterical.
He's amazing. Wow. I'm excited by that.
What is hopping here tonight at the Brown Bear, huh?
It's a lot of people. You know, chattering.
Greg was upset that we went elsewhere for those couple of Halloween shows and stuff. I know. I tried to explain to him. So, and KP said it perfectly. He said, sometimes you got to go on a road. You got to do a road. You got to do a road game.
All 1.6 miles away.
Bunch of road dogs here just traveling around. Ooh, KP.
Oh, you didn't know?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
KP Burke.
Yes.
You're traveling a lot in November. Where are you?
I've made some mistakes.
Mistakes. You've made a few.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep.
You guys know, we've all had sets where we feel like we
killed. Yes, we've all had sex. Yes, we have.
Twice.
Kev, is that how you're staying in that good shape? That low-hanging fruit?
That's it. That's it.
Where do you guys bring up low-hanging fruit? I haven't seen you guys in quite a bit, and all of a sudden I look over there and somebody's grabbing us some apples over here. How you boys been? Welcome to the farm.
Oh, man, I forgot you existed, low-hanging.
Well, you guys have been doing good now for a couple episodes there, but then there was just that one that was just hanging right down there in front of you. You're like, I'm going to grab that one up and I need it real quick there.
Prilosec OTC.
Oh, wow.
Shut up. Can't do other people's content.
You know what? You actually look like him.
I know I do, especially when I cut off my sleeve.
Did you realize that?
See what Natty's trying to do right now.
No, you do. I'm not derailing. You actually do look like him.
It's with the hat on.
It's the hat.
That's really all it is.
And the voice.
Yeah. Well, also, all white people look the same to me, if you really think about it.
I don't think that's how the joke goes, but...
The only time I can tell when someone's different looking is when they're black like I am.
Right.
And for you
people
audio
don't realize that because of the voice.
You look like a potato.
He's got a very Caucasian voice.
Does he?
What did you call me?
A potato.
A potato?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand why that's offensive to me?
Because you're missing a chromosome?
Listen, just because I'm black, you guys think you can fucking have a good time and shoot the shit and make fun of me and everything like that. And sometimes I let it slide, but at the same time, it's not easy for me.
Oh, my God. He's doing this while he's tap dancing. Go ahead.
No, this is exciting.
No, it's
not. No, it's a good bit. Go. You're
also, I'm non-binary, so what are you guys going to do about that?
You make me Google too much shit.
Yeah, you really do.
Here's the thing. KP listens to all the shows on the compound and, like,
understand.
Whatever that guy's
Kumia?
Name is.
Yeah. Anthony, what's that guy? He's brilliant.
No, not Kumia, but the other, the rattlesnake of comedy, whatever
Steve
his name
Austin?
Is. No, of comedy.
Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah. That
my
one.
Personal friend, Louis J. Gomez.
There's Greg. And, give it up for Greg Gregory.
Greg, proprietor of the Brown Bear Pub.
And so he picks up all this language from those people. I'm good right now, sir. He's heavily influenced with his lingo.
The point I was trying to make before, because I know you think it's easy to interrupt me because I identify as a woman, Natty, and you don't think I have anything to contribute. and thank you for mansplaining who I am to the audience, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said,
man, genius.
I made a couple of mistakes. when you get off stage and when you kill on stage and you walk off stage, that's the greatest high we've ever experienced, right?
Well, I have children, so that was a big one too.
Personal, professional experience. I understand. Yeah.
So I go ahead and I walk off stage at the Stress Factory this past Thursday, and I've had a couple shows where I've felt like Garifo was there for my first frantic at the Stand. That was a night when I was it was the best I've ever felt up there because they were just too good of a crowd.
Nice.
Stress Factory, Jason Mewes from Jay and Silent Bob. I opened for him last Thursday.
I saw that, yeah.
He sold out.
That's
and
a
that
big
crowd,
deal.
Oh, that crowd, I felt like I was one of them because I am a fan of those movies. And I walked off stage. I felt so good about myself. This guy, John Gilbreth, who's a friend of mine, sends me a text message and says, hey, man, you want to come do a show November 21st? And I was like, sure, dude, absolutely. He goes, all right, cool. It's at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone.
Oh,
and I said,
what?
Absolutely, man. Let's do it. So yeah, he tells me what it pays. They're going to get me in the comedy condo down there.
What does it pay?
What's a comedy condo?
No, yeah, don't say what it is.
Not
yeah.
enough.
Not, yeah, I mean, because then they're blowing up spots.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, John's okay. a good guy, and I really like John, and I do want to get down there for this, and I'm honored he even thought of me.
Oh,
but
I didn't mean it that way.
It's a
I'm
six
sorry.
And a half hour drive. The day before Thanksgiving,
yeah,
to get down to
that's
Virginia
usually
Beach.
Not a busy travel day.
No, it's no, no one's on
the I have a show the day before Thanksgiving also.
Where?
The Brookdale Tavern in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Oh, Donna?
Yep.
Donna, if you're listening to this, still want to bang you. It's a fun Wait, show over there, man.
It's a blast.
Yeah, you've been there before, right?
A few times.
I hear you. Is she still host up front?
I'm hosting this one.
Oh.
Baby!
Look at you.
I have the Brookdale Tavern show. Brookdale, yeah, fun room.
Have you been there?
Yeah. I want him to finish his story about being high on stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I agreed to it, and I didn't do any of the research, and I realized that Virginia Beach is 6.5 hours away. I'm
oh,
doing
that was the story. I apologize.
Yeah, so no, I was doing it the day before Thanksgiving, and then I'm probably – this is what's really going to happen. I'm going to drive down there early in the day, check into the condo, sleep for a couple hours before the show, wake up and do the show, and then turn around and drive right back home.
Yeah, so that makes
I'll
sense.
Be in – So 13 hours behind the wheel of a car to go do 30 minutes of comedy at the Funny Bone. So mistakes were made, guys. I'll agree.
It's the life we've chosen, right, boys?
That's the dream.
Chasing the dream.
That's,
I might take Grifo with me now. I'm thinking about it, though.
Grifo has people that he wants to be with.
The Prince of West Orange cannot leave the day before Thanksgiving.
No.
It is
a very
it is the biggest day of the year. No, I'll go.
So
I'll go.
Here's what I'm worried
about.
Yeah,
I'll take you.
Because I've driven with you before. You're not going to make it back. I mean, like, your car is going to break down.
Oh, no, that's a Nissan Frontier, baby.
It sounded worse than
You don't drive like Durkin, do you?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Is he in California now?
Durkin has ended his life, guys.
Oh!
I don't know if you knew this.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. So we can talk about him now.
Yeah, Durkin has done... He made a noose, right?
Oh, God, stop. Stop.
Okay. He made a noose. He did not use it. He bought a gun. Didn't use that either. You know how old Dave Durkin decided to take his own life?
How
he listened to his set.
Zip.
I was going to say this podcast.
Oh, there's that low-hanging fruit again. He's coming in.
This Ziploc bag over the head,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And he suffocated himself.
Suffocated?
Yep. And here's the problem. It's the same way that Robin Williams went out. All
right?
Well,
so what are you doing right
even
now?
In
yeah, I don't
death,
really understand what's
Dave
happening.
Dave Durkin is a hack.
What just happened?
Oh,
that was a
I
long
see.
Way to go.
It was a and long way to go for it, but I like it.
You did?
I like it. Oh, because he's a hack. That's how he feels about Robin Williams. So
who
that's
feels about Robin Williams?
He's no, no, he's
who
saying...
Who said Robin Williams is a hack? No, he just did.
No, no, no. He's saying Durkin's a hack
he's
because
a
he followed...
He did the exact same thing
he's
Robin
not
Williams
a joke
did.
Thief.
Robin Williams used to pay other comedians. Well, this is a true story.
Like
the comedy.
So that sounds like he's renting jokes.
They used to come up... like
the comedy condo.
Grab him, slam him against the wall and say, you just stole my joke. And he'd go, I'm sorry, how much do I owe you? And he would write a check for however much the guy thought the bit was worth.
Well, he paid them.
So, no, he. Everybody loves Robin Williams, but that was a true story of how it happened. Like, if you, who's a comic that you look up to?
Like right now?
That's made it.
Oh, Joe Carn. Oh,
that's made it. I love somebody say, like Brian Regan. Brian Regan.
Okay, so Brian Regan is on a show, and you're on just before him, and you do your bit about you do like one of my favorite bits of yours actually. It's the
don't do the punchline.
How your son? I wouldn't ruin it for you. How your son comes to you looking
oh,
for
like
you
a clown.
Of a ghost.
Yes.
And then you're more scared of the ghost than he is.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite bits of Joe Carney's. That being said, imagine Brian Regan does that exact same bit right, word for word right after you. And then you have to confront him. And then he says, well, let me pay you. How much money is that joke worth to you?
I think 35, 40 bucks?
No, I would say it's priceless.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm not good with money.
For the night or for him
joke.
To use?
That's something that's made me. Well, but I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what kind of money I'd put on it. $1,000.
I was going to say, Brian Regan's got some deep pockets, man, if you wanted to say. Like when Mark Norman does all of Kevin's jokes.
That's right.
Oh.
That's it. It's huge. We've had this talk with him.
I
man.
Just
it's
have just him. I hold him to such a...
high regard?
Yeah, just, I don't know. I hate to hear stuff like that. But yeah, I know it's just so
yeah. Well,
oh no,
rampant.
But he jokes so worth? He wasn't stealing the jokes. Into my so what was happening? My
he's so
estimation
improvisational.
Was
go ahead.
Yeah, he's so in the moment that he's grabbing stuff and he doesn't really know where it's coming from.
This is why I can.
Was my understanding.
I can understand it because I have gone to. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to make myself on that level. But I, when you say you're in that moment, you guys have seen when I do McDonald and Carney, and I just I lose it and I go off on. I just keep riffing and flying with whatever's going on in the room.
Tangents. Okay?
So there are sometimes when I go to ask somebody a question, they don't answer me, and they'll look away from me. I go into, what do you think, I'm the Velociraptor from Jurassic Park? If you don't look at me, I'm not going to notice you. And
I miss Adam.
Now listen, I'm being dead serious. After I say it, I'll say, and that's a wonderful, awesome joke. You know, but what's that dude's name?
Andrew. Andy Hayward.
Dylan McNeedian.
Dylan McNeedles.
Dylan McNeedle.
No, but I'll say, you know,
this was a wrestling
God,
promo.
I miss Adam Lucidi. Yeah. And I'll say it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If this was a wrestling episode, we would have Lucidi's theme music would hit right now, and he would come out and confront Joe. Yeah,
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood
curtain right
music.
There.
But it's a like
it's
more up.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Won't you be mine?
Won't you be
my neighbor?
Neighbor.
Hi, neighbor. My name is Adam Lucidi.
I've always wanted to be a neighbor just like you. I've always... I don't know the words.
Oh, I don't remember. But that was a good costume.
Yeah.
Great costume. It was
and
really
Mutlum does Halloween very well.
He's good at Halloween.
Dexter? Him and Shelley were Dexter.
Yeah, that was really good.
And then
last year?
Yeah, and then she was Dexter's sister, which makes their love life even more complicated.
Or hotter.
Wow.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yowza.
Wow. So we haven't recorded an episode in a while.
Natty, do you have a hot cousin?
We are. Do I have cousins? Do I have cousins? Do I have cousins?
I beat off to
do
my
I have
one.
Cousins.
Because honest question here, I'm going to come back and follow up with that one. Me being adopted, I have a lot
of.
Oh
my God, you can fuck whoever you want.
Isn't that crazy that people think that? Because one of my actually he's a friend of all of ours, Rich Carucci, once told me because all my cousins.
That's your cousin.
All my cousins came out and to a show at Tierney's. And my cousins are very—they're attractive ladies.
Sunday comics, you know Burke. I mean?
Yeah, so
it's
they come out to a show and they're all sitting at the table there. And Carucci's up on stage, and he goes, "These are your cousins, KP." And he goes, "If I was you, I would just—I wouldn't try to meet people. I would just try my luck at home." And then I was like, "Nah, I'm adopted, man." He goes, "Oh, so you could fuck all your cousins?" And I was like, "I don't know why people think when you're adopted you don't still have that one. You know what I mean?
Because
like,
you don't.
That's going to change the thing back, like." All right, first of all, if I wanted to bang my cousins, all you have to worry about is a more aggressive child. You know what I mean? That's one of the things that happens when you bang your first cousin. That's why Muslims are inbred.
Yeah, but yours... yours is more like cousin roulette.
No,
because you actually could be related,
but
you don't know.
Did you do all that just to say that? You went all that way just to say that?
To say that Muslims are inbred?
You're terrible. Take it...
Well, they are...
But they're not,
you
and I'm not
so
going
to,
that's terrible.
To that.
Yeah, you went so far to get
woman,
to garbage.
He's allowed to say he's a Muslim woman.
Yeah.
Joe well, if I, Rich was here, he would say, Natty, he could say whatever he wants. He's an adult. And I would be like, but that's not true.
No, what Rich
he
would say is just because wants. You don't agree with it doesn't mean we don't have, we could stifle it. Just have your retort ready to go.
Yeah, it's a garbage thing to say. There, I said it.
Natty's busy censoring comedians, showing again.
Is that what you're doing?
The
is
Anthony
that, that
is of the world
exactly
are very
what I'm doing.
More important than ever, the Howard Sterns and the Anthony Cumias of the world.
Yeah, let's rabble rouse. Let's punch down. Let's say mean things about
why
people.
Why is it punching
that
down?
Makes us
why
awesome.
Is it punching down? You think you're better than them?
Oh, you're so cute
huh?
with your bullet points. We're punching at a race or a religion or a creed. That's a terrible thing to do.
All right, let's do safe comedy. About straight white males and the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm. So that's what it becomes?
Knock, knock, who's there?
That's what it becomes?
Patriarchy.
Oh, that's adorable.
Patriarchy who?
Patriarchy, you glad I'm not an orange?
That was actually better than I thought it was
going
to be.
I didn't know where he was going, so that's
I
why
either.
I called him out.
I was kind of nervous. I saw you back away from the drunk. Microphone because you didn't know what it was going to be.
The first real moment on Dumbfellas brought to you by Prilosec.
the first real moment of this episode, which has been off of the rails.
Natty,
but guys,
why are you a clean comic?
Why am I a clean comic?
Because you don't believe in God, so there's no fear of heaven and hell for you.
That's true.
All right, so you just live by a moral code where you don't have as much fun as the rest of us?
I have morals. I have morals.
Should we
talk about this on the next episode?
I mean,
because we're
how much time
to.
Do we have?
Huh? We're way past.
Because this is really deep. That's a deep, deep.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think we'll talk about, does anybody have plugs? And I think this is a really cool, long topic for the next conversation.
I'm really not trying to be a jerk on this one. I know I'm playing a character. When
you're
is
not
this
doing
one going to come out?
Not trying.
This one's going to come out in the next 2 days.
All right, so if you want to come hang, I'm going to be down in Jacksonville, Florida. Through the 15th through the 20th. The 15th, I'm going to be at Tomoka Brewing down in Port Orange.
Aren't you the reigning champ?
I am. Friday the 16th, my show got canceled, and I'm working on it right now. I don't want to jinx myself, but I think I might be opening for Carlos Mencia that night.
Wow. What are you going to do? Dombrowski's jokes?
Dombrowski.
I'm at Jackie Knight's Comedy Club in St. Augustine, Florida on the 17th. And then I'm going to be at Rain Dogs on Monday. Now, not for this episode will be out, but then I'm at Gotham Wednesday night for our pal Ken Kranz's fundraiser for one of his friends from high school that passed away. they honor her memory by doing a comedy show, which I think is kind of beautiful.
That's pretty cool.
That's nice.
But yeah, man. And then check out my real podcast, American Loose.
Yeah, the one that you love to promote. We know. And go to kpburkcomic.com.
A wonderful website built by my friend Natty Bumpercar.
I did it.
Go to mcdonaldandcarney.com. Check out our dates and ask Rich McDonald why he hates me and canceled our dates because he's mad at me.
Did he cancel your dates?
I don't know.
That's weird because my calendar just filled up.
Did it really?
No.
That's weird.
McBumpercarney.
Is that why you have bags on your eyes? You've been crying too?
I'm so sad. Yeah.
November 18th. I'll be at our good friends at 414 Entertainment at Tierney's.
Nice.
So that's a huge
get for you.
You've done that room before?
ShiningWizards.com. Oh, wow. Big party. See, yeah, they appreciate
414.
It.
414.
They appreciate it.
414.
That is 414. A pop. That is a pop.
That's what we call a pop in the business.
That is a pop.
ShiningWizards.com. Head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Get my t-shirt. It's a Shining Wizards Kevin Wolfpack shirt. It's huge. It's big. It's wonderful. All right, guys.
I like that.
That's it.
November 17th, you can't come, but I'm doing a kid show in Montclair. November 18th, I'm at Tierney's Tavern, not hosting, but just playing around. November 20th, I am back in the city at the Survivor Show at the Tank. And November 21st.
They're going to say Survivor Series.
It is, kind of. And November 21st.
Oh, crap. It's Survivor Series.
Right now?
No, on Sunday.
November 21st, Brookdale Tavern. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Dumb Fellas. You are awesome. Thanks for listening. Joe, did you want to do one of your jokes?
Nope.
Because you did such a good job last time.
No, I didn't like what you did to me last time. I feel like whatever I'm about to say right now, I don't know if you're pushing the button, if it's going to be on it.
Hands are far away. Here, I'll do it. What do you call a biscuit that's still in the can? I don't
Canister?
Know. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Thanks, man.
Good night. Or is this the end of the last episode or the start of the new episode?
Woo!
All right. Whoa. Question
hot,
for the ages.
Hot
we
open.
Go straight into the next one, though, by the way.
But we should. Yeah, we're going to stop. The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumpercar at Natty Bumpercar, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.